Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Harriet Dyer.
And I'm Anna Thomas.
And this is our podcast, which is called I Don't Usually Find Women Funny, But...
I don't usually find women funny, but...
I got an email and I like, answered it just as I got to the car saying, are you going to the British Comedy Awards?
No, what? I am not invited to them.
Are you invited?
No.
Then, but apparently I'm going and I'm terrified because apparently it's like filmed or something.
I get... As in the British?
Yeah, but like, I don't want to go.
That's so exciting though.
But also, you've heard my story so far.
Oh yeah.
Hell.
Just don't bring anything that you can like set. You know, someone on fire or to take some...
Oh, damn it!
petrol. Obviously, you won't actually mean to, but you might accidentally have a flint. I have a flint in my bag, yeah.
What's a flint? Is it a piece of wood?
No, it's a flint of... flint. It's called...
Oh, you should have said.
Stone. I'm going to show you what a flint is.
Yes, please.
I've got one solitary coffee granule on the back side of my trousers.
Oh.
Well, this is what happened. So a while ago, that's a flint.
Why have you got that in your bag? And is it like a camouflage one as well? Bear Grylls over here.
Yeah. I don't have a house, Anna. I'm just constantly roaming. Like, you know, what's our film with Ricky Baker? You know, the Search of the Wilder People.
What's this film?
Ricky Baker.
Ricky Baker. It's Ricky Baker.
Have you ever seen this? One of, what's it called? Tahiti Wakiti? What's he called?
Is he doing
Rita Ora?
Rita.
What's his name? I feel like
I've never heard it out loud. I've only read it, and I can't store it.
No,
I can't. Because he does superhero films as well, does he?
Thor.
Yeah, I've not watched many of them.
He's in that.
Is he in it?
Yeah. He's Thor.
He's Thor. No. He's the hammer. Like, is it Thor as a hammer? I said that very confidently.
Yeah, Thor has a hammer.
Superheroes.
And Lady Thor has a flint. Yeah, it looked good when wet. Like I found it, Thor. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'll be having a... Yeah, I feel like having a flint on the table, it feels dangerous. Oh, but it's not going to combust, is it?
No. So, anyway, so the point is, don't have that in your bag. Well, you probably wouldn't be let in if you went with that in your bag.
Yeah, you know what? And I'd hope I wouldn't be let in if I brought a flint in. Hmm. I want them to do checks like that.
Yeah, but I'm going to phone ahead and go, do you know you're letting into your establishment? She's bloody smuggling a bloody flint in.
We're calling Mrs. Flint back on. She won't leave the house without one in each hand. Like, put that down.
You like, have you seen that film where, what's he called, got, I need to have this nearer to me. Look at that. It's ridiculous.
Should I bring mine forward? Am I bottom or top?
No, you're bottom, I'm top. You know that... I feel like we both thought of a joke and then thought we're better than that.
Yeah.
And then we both had the same idea.
But also, I would be a bottom. I am not assertive enough. We've got that from the last 5 minutes. Absolutely not.
Well, you'd be like, have you seen the film where Harry Potter's got guns glued to his hands? It's not Harry Potter. It's called Guns...
Harry Potter After Dark.
Yeah, like when they used to do Hollyoaks After Dark.
Exactly.
It's called Guns Akimbo or something.
I haven't seen it. Is that one where he's a Nazi? No.
No, he doesn't have guns glued to his hands in the Nazi one.
I've not watched a lot of films, have you?
But anyway, so because you said you had flints in each hand, so I thought it might be like in that film where he's got guns. Because they go, now, come along, mate. Are you sure you want to be going on about this? Because you're going to end up with guns glued to your hands. And he's like, oi, oi. Next thing you know, fucking guns akimbo.
And he's like, oh, oi, oi. Oi, oi. Oi. Oh, oh, imagine going to a toilet and stuff with guns, like, glued to your hand.
Well, I think toilet would be the least of your worries.
I guess you wouldn't worry about wiping or anything, you just...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Blow your dick off.
I think you can get your trousers out. Hopefully he was wearing jogger bottoms. I think you can do that without...
Well, what would be good is if you could... What if you had guns glued sewn on your hands.
Oh, sewn.
And then, yeah. And then you went to a kettle, and then you put the steam on your hands, and then you just did a little nick here and here, and then you poached your skin so it could just peel off your gun hands. I bet you didn't think of that.
Oh, you know what? I actually did not think of that. Thank God. So you're saying you peel in the top layer?
I'd poach my...
Would you?
Yeah, see anything for it.
I think I'd keep the gun hands on, because it eventually, the glue would wear with enough flapping.
It's stitched as well.
Oh, stitching. Oh my lord! And you can't, I guess, I'm quite dexterous with my toes, so I feel like I could do something. Like, I figured out how to, like, film myself on my phone, holding it with my thing. Yeah, holding my toes, just holding the phone up.
Bloody hell, there's bloody webcams for that, you know. In it, OnlyFans, Kerry Katona, she declared bankrupt twice, now millionaire again because of her feet.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, but so one of my exes once told me, and I agree with him, it isn't an insult, but he once told me I've got toes like a velociraptor. So, yeah.
That is a compliment.
Is it? Yeah. You don't love dinosaurs. But right up your street, you'd be my only subscriber.
Yeah.
You'd be like, can you walk across the kitchen floor to the Jurassic Park theme tune again? No, no, no. Scuttling.
Wow, so what is it? Are they bent like peregrine falcon?
Peregrine falcon, a little bit. The toes are just a bit like that.
Oh, right.
Because I used to wear shoes because I'm size 9.
You used to wear shoes?
I used to no more. Can you not see them under the table? But like, I used to wear shoes because I'm size 9. I used to wear shoes that were size 8 because I was like, I can't be size 9. I am size 9.
Ah.
So I think it's because of that, and they've just.
Oh, you would have thought because they had more space to stretch that they wouldn't be like that. That
no,
they'd
was...
be like born free.
It's currently longer.
Yeah, yeah. They're so relaxed that you've grown an extra size.
Yeah. I'm size 3 million now. It won't stop.
Or they curled over.
Oh,
little jester feet. Did I ever tell you about what happened to me and my toe?
No.
So I've got a very long middle toe, like E.T.'s finger.
Oh.
And yeah.
The
problem with it is, so I've got new walking boots, right?
Yeah.
Because where I live is very walky. And then I put the boots on, and then I must have pulled my socks up a bit too much. And then what's happened is, so then I've put my boot on, and then my big long middle toe has curled underneath my toes. I'm walking on toe.
No. Walking. Yeah, was it like toe. Wrapped around?
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah. I just must have hoisted it up a bit too tight with the sock, and then it was underneath.
Oh, that must have been like. So, if you argued with someone though. Like, and what you could do instead of middle finger, just unfurl your middle toe and just take your sock off dramatically. I'm at it.
I think it would be lost though by the time I'd taken my sock off dramatically.
Especially like walking boots. Like, you've got a message for you, mate.
I'll have to just have every shoe a peep toe.
Yeah.
Walking boots with a peep toe. Or like, you know, those mitters that you can get with. The little hatch underneath, so I just like unflip it and then it.
And out you're like a carpet.
Like in the Yogi Scrolls, where they go. I said it at a gig once, and this guy in the darkness, I just heard. Show us your toe.
Did he know about your toe?
Oh, I said that.
Oh, you said about it. Yeah. I missed that bit.
He could feel it tickling his nostrils from the stage.
Unfill the toe. Release the toe.
Release. You'll get people, isn't it, going, when I release these, they'll go, put it on the Patreon. You peregrine velociraptor. I still need to, because that implies that your toenails are like triangular.
Yeah, it takes a long time. You're imagining like the little like a.
Yeah.
Like that, like
so like
through.
A cylinder. Yeah. So like a cylinder though.
Yeah.
Toe with a
little point.
Yeah.
I think it was more just the fact that it's a bit like that.
Like, dude, we were talking about that before about the metamorphosis, the guy that turns into the beetle.
Oh yeah.
So you're like the lady that in the night when the guy's trying to get to sleep, you're just. They're like pizza battle.
All right.
Maybe so as well. But on the ceiling,
yeah.
And then you like you know in Jurassic Park where the velociraptors jump on the kitchen counter, you're like just jumping on the. Like.
Run around. And the next morning, waking up, like, I'm so tired. I didn't get any sleep last night. What happened? He's like, you're on the ceiling again, Anna.
Fantastic. Anyway, hello. I heard something. Am I supposed to have these on the whole time?
I don't know. I think you look podcasty though.
Yeah, but it's fucking causing absolute hoo-ha with my ears.
Is it? Do you want me to take off?
I've had hearing aids since I've last been here.
Yeah, you were kitted and fitted.
Kitted and fitted. Next time I see you, Anna, I'll have had me MRI scan.
That's so exciting!
Is it?
Yeah, I want one.
I'm a bit nerve-wracking, though.
It's meant to be a bit noisy in there, isn't it?
Oh, no, it's not that. It's like, what?
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
What will they find?
spiders. Just yeah. Head to toe spiders.
Bloody hell.
I think you'll be all right.
But then why am I deaf?
I don't know.
Because they say my ears look lovely. They do. Said I've got lovely ear holes.
I've always thought that about you, you know.
Well,
first time I saw you, lovely ear holes. I'm glad you're bringing it up.
Harriet Dyer, lovely.
But I think you'll be okay. At least they're doing something to check it now, innit?
Yeah.
So, you know, it's scary, but you're on the right tracks. What if they have to give you new ear holes?
What do you mean?
Just unplug them right out.
I'll stretch them like, you know, when the emos have stretched their earlobes.
Those earlobes stink. So my ex used to have a first boyfriend, little emo thing, lovely boy. But what's it called? He used to, every now and again, and he'd say it himself, and he'd take it out, and that flesh bit stunk like those stretchers. I still want them, though.
Well, I accidentally once... when I worked in TK Maxx, I was on the men's fitting rooms, and then this guy was like, can I have six? So he wanted to take six items. You don't need to know how many items you have.
How then, many items, Harriet? I'm not moving on. How many?
Six, Anna.
All right.
And then I was faffing away, and I hooked, with the coat hanger, I hooked his loop.
Did it blow?
No, he didn't have his fleshy rim in it. he was just looper hoy.
Oh, crikey. And so they're dangling.
Yeah.
Do you want to know a horrible story along the same lines?
Yeah.
So another ex, I don't know why you think, but like basically in uni, another ex.
You have a type, Anna.
Yeah. I've realised, I think my types come from me watching...
Heartbreak High.
What's that? No.
Showing my age again.
What's it called? Where they do
Noel's house party.
Yeah, it's just Noel. I was going to say Noel Gallagher. That's the house party. they do dangerous stuff. Johnny Knoxville and that. From watching that.
Steve-O.
Yeah, Steve-O and that lot. I think my types come from watching them growing up and being like, that's a bit of me. So then when I was like younger, that would be the sort of boys I'd go through doing like dangerous and just really daft stuff. So this one, the stretcher story, is when I was in uni, my boyfriend at the time and his friend was visiting. And they went to, like, in York, there used to be, like, a nightclub that was also, like, a Chinese restaurant in a day.
Of course.
There'd be, like, £1 tequila shots, but also, like, prawn crackers. I'd be fucking cracking. Although someone did, like, tested those prawn crackers, apparently covered in feces, because everyone drunk, coming out from the toilet, and then, like...
Oh, my God.
Not visible feces, I wasn't, like...
But, like, when the Kim and Angie do a swab.
Yeah, doing a swab, like, apparently foul, but I'd still eat them. But what's it called? So they went there, and it would be open till like 5 a.m, like Willow it was called, really good. They went there, and they found a padlock in that nightclub, and they saw a man. Oh, they saw a man with a stretcher and went up to him and said, oh my God, can we put this in your padlock? And he was like, yeah, we'll do it. So they did it, clicked it on, and he was like, oh yeah, oh, where's the key? They didn't have the key. This big... So they got chased out by this man, like, fucking, like, screamed last time they saw him. He was like, where the fuck am I? With this bloody padlock hanging off his ear.
Oh, my God. He'd have to go to Timpson's.
I imagine.
Yeah, he'd have to go. You're going to have to...
And he'll get sore out. But I've still got this padlock hanging off my ear.
Oh my God. Well, you would have had, because I remember there was a big scandal once at this nightclub in Truro, where I'm from, because the boys from Dirty Sanchez, they were the Welsh version of Jackass, weren't they? And they caused a hoo-ha. The whole place was just fucking...
Sounds about right.
Because they were just... Well, they had no regard for people's property.
Yeah, that sounds like I missed them. They came to York for freshers, you know, and I was so glad I didn't see them. Apparently, though, Pancho, I think the little one, that sounds so patronising, the smaller one, what's it called? Pancho, he used to be around Llechly loads, like loads of people used to see him at. But yeah, apparently they cause a right ruckus wherever they go.
What they, the main one, I can't think what it was. Sorry, I need to.
Blonde guy.
Yeah, he had like blonde alpaca sort of hair.
Yeah.
And there's my medication. He, what was my point? He's like a chef or something now.
Is he?
Yeah.
Would you eat a meal from him?
I think it's probably like mad food.
Actually, I've worked in a couple of restaurants. I've had too many jobs, but I used to work in a couple of restaurants and that. And chefs are absolute banshees, so I believe it.
What do you mean banshees?
Banshees, like mad things. Like, they, a lot of...
Oh, you're kidding me.
Has it died?
No. The hole is occupied.
Oh, no. Oh, no. We're going to have to take a break to chat.
7 minutes. Oh, so this could be a short one.
Bloody hell.
Right, should we go for...
We can... Right, charge it. Order a KFC or something. Well, it's a charge. Got it on my brain. Chicken on the brain.
The kids always say they go, chicken wings, some sort of TikTok, or chicken wings,
hot dog and bologna, homies.
What is it from?
I don't know. It's TikTok, though.
It must be. I think.
Yeah. Have we all just had the same dream about this song? One day just woke up.
Because I thought, but it's an earworm.
It is. It tickles my ear lovely, though. That one and... Oh, just half the TikTok song. Although my TikTok at the moment is just tarot readings and, like... You know, did you remember, in Bebo and, emails and stuff, where it's like, if you don't share this, and MySpace did it a lot, where it'd be like, if you don't share this, then a girl's going to come in your room and eat you.
Oh,
at night.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of them, where it's the opposite way. If you don't share this sound, then you're going to have a horrible day tomorrow. So it's all that sort of stuff. And I don't know how I've interacted with it for that to be my algorithm, but I can't look at it anymore.
You must have. What have you been doing?
For apparently interacting...
Yeah, have you been seeing any Ouija heavy?
Not Ouija. I haven't been doing
it. It's all of that ilk, isn't it?
If not Ouija, oh don't. My phone's going to hear this. I'm just going to have ghosts all over my TikTok. What can I do with that? Oh no.
God. So what? You must be liking stuff.
So when I first come across...
Here we go, here's the truth.
It's because they say stuff that like, oh, I don't want to thing. They say stuff that's like, true, could be true to anyone. So like horoscopes and stuff, I like them and stuff. But like, I recognise that a lot of them could relate to absolutely anyone. You can apply to your life. So I'd see a couple and I'd be like, yeah, that is true. And I wouldn't like them, but I'd watch the whole video being like, yeah, maybe someone is going to come into my life and I don't know. But now, because I've watched them... And I think I'm on the wrong side and I don't whether to delete it and just start again.
No, you can't. So you're just going to have to change your algorithm. So what's the opposite? You're going to have to look at a lot of Jackass.
You know what? Should I just start looking up Johnny Knoxville and that?
Yeah, and skateboard. I follow Wild Skate. Oh, is this Instagram? But the other day, I saw blind people with sticks skateboarding doing tricks.
Bloody hell!
It's great. You see the ones that are like a 6-year-old girl in the tutu, fucking on all the ramps.
How are they blind doing it?
Oh, she's not blind. But the blind people are with sticks, but they're not wearing tutus.
So how do they do... Is there a wheel on the stick?
I mean, it's just... You're thinking of, when you're at school and you do the trundle thing. I saw a guy doing that today.
Where was he? Were you at a school?
No, a man was crossing the road with one and I thought, oh, I wonder how many metres the road is.
You should have asked him. How many? What are we up to? 78.
Yes, and then there was another one. So a guy had his skateboard was snapped in half and he went, so he was going along and then the half of the skateboard that went off that way. And then he was on the other half of the snapped-off skateboard going along. And then the other bit swung, rolled round, and then joined the end of his skateboard once again, and off he went.
How's that even
voodoo?
Work? That is voodoo. I don't understand. Is it magnetic? I don't understand that.
No, it's just... a miracle.
Oh, a miracle.
So I would recommend watching that.
You know what, I'm going to have to. What do I search to find that?
Wild skaters.
Wild skaters.
I'd say so.
I'm going to have to sort this algorithm because I can't open my phone.
No.
If I don't, so I never share them. Oh, I'm really reading a lot by myself. But sometimes, like, I will put in my draft where it's like, if you don't use a sound, everyone in your life is going to implode.
You can't live like that. You might have to delete and start again.
Yeah, but I don't want to go through when you first start it. It's just
and you've got not
teenage girls dancing, which is, you know what, good on them, do it. But as a 28-year-old woman, don't really feel comfortable watching all of that.
Well, I think it's fine as long as you're not masturbating.
Well, then what am I meant to do?
I'm not supposed to keep that.
You know what I mean? I don't think they're doing it for me. Like, sometimes I'm like, that's a fantastic dance, well done, but like, I don't know.
I like them. Is it creepy to like?
No, it's not creepy. It's like, thing, but I just don't think I'm it's, well,
it's
not
better
for me.
Than tarot, so they're like, thinking that, you know, that card that you're not supposed to pick, and then if you do, everyone dies.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I don't even think they always say the death card's a good one. I'm so confused.
And then it's the sword or something. If you pick the sword.
Sword of Pentacles or something.
The Sword of Pentacles.
There's some sort of pentacles.
What is that? Witchy octopus.
Witchy, exactly.
Pentacles.
I've been driving about thinking that the witchy octopus is going to jump out at any point. That lady on TikTok. Yeah, you'd be irrelevant.
I think you would.
I thought, yeah, witchy pentacle, what?
So, because witchy devil worshippers, like pentagons.
Oh, pentagons,
so,
yeah.
But, and then an octopus, so pentacles, because an octopus has tentacles.
I'm with you now. I was going along with it. But now, that puzzle piece.
But I think I might have, I shouldn't assume that all witches are devil worshippers. I think that was bad of me.
Yes.
On that note,
I don't know if I believe it.
Is it? I don't know.
I'm not sure, but if it is offensive, I'm very sorry.
We're very sorry. This has been an absolute shit show. And we're so sorry.
Tear all back. I mean, nothing what I said. I stand by none of this.
I don't usually find women funny, but...
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.